This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think this guy was into his master's liquor cabinet if he thinks Brock Bauer's going to 15. I just gave the guy such a big, sexy intro. Now I'm just going to tell you it's Brian Baldinger joining us. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. Good morning to everybody. Sorry about that.
Listen.
No worries.
You're an important man. You got things to say. We just want a few minutes of your time. Hey, we're worn out. Listen, I know this is what you do for a living, but we talk about all kinds of nonsense. But, I mean, how many more ways can the Atlanta Falcons talk about, you know, Dallas Turner or Jared Verse, or how many times can we compare quarterbacks? I mean, do we really know any more now than we knew 5 weeks ago? How do you start to attack this thing, and how often does your mind change in terms of your own thoughts on the top of the draft?
Well, I mean, I feel like there's a curveball coming. So, because nobody has basically gotten off what you just described. Okay, let's plug in Dallas Turner, let's plug in Jared Verse, and, you know, let's improve the defense, make them a top 10 defense. Let's get some pass rushers, and now let's go compete and win the AFC South. Like, I see that, and I'm not opposed to it because that's kind of what I did initially, but I'm thinking, I know Arthur Blank pretty good, and I know the Falcons turned things around the day that they drafted Matt Ryan with the third pick and paired him with Mike Smith, and, you know, they went to the playoffs. And while Kirk Cousins got a big, fat contract, and look, I mean, they had to get him out of Minnesota. They had to do something to woo him, and they did. Gave him a 4-year deal. I don't know, you know, exactly how it's structured. It doesn't really matter. Like, he's the quarterback. But I feel like this wouldn't be a bad draft. You're picking in the top 10. Like, it wouldn't be a bad draft to go find yourself a quarterback here for the future and just have yourself, you know, secure in that department, because it's been a disaster ever since Matt Ryan started to decline. All we've seen is coaches come and go, general managers come and go, and the organization's had no stability. And when Kirk Cousins' time, when that's time to go, where are they going to be? And I feel like this might be the draft to maybe get yourself a quarterback. Maybe not with the 8th pick.
Well, obviously,
but who knows?
Yeah, I mean, listen, they're not. You just took 3 skill positions in top 10 3 years in a row. They're going to have to go defense, or they're going to trade down. I think when you talk about what's going to be the surprise, it may be that the Falcons trade down, go get a corner later on in the first round, go get an edge rusher later, and then really start to think about guys like Bo Nix. And I don't know, the stock on Michael Penix Jr. feels like it's going up again now.
Yeah.
So, like, J.J. McCarthy's, you know, stock has exploded of late. He went from late first, early second to top 6. You know, it's just – so that – when you have this many quarterback and offensive players in the top 10, I think that's why it's such a sexy draft for the fans in terms of waiting for this thing.
Well, it's good for the fans. I mean, it's good. We're 10 days away. What you described isn't wrong. You know, as far as needs, you know, in order to trade, you need a trade partner. So who's coming up to number 8, you know, to go get who? Are they coming up to get a receiver? Are they coming up to get a quarterback? I'm not saying stay there at 8 and take quarterback. But I don't think it's outside the question that if one of these quarterbacks, you know, drops precipitously to the end of the first round, that the Falcons wouldn't do what they could to get back into the first round to take a Bo Nix, or I don't know why they wouldn't love Michael Penix. I don't know what game they would watch where they wouldn't be in love with a guy. I mean, the guy is off the charts good. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of interest there.
Hey, tell me what guys you think are overvalued. I mean, I know this is a crapshoot, but are there guys that you think are going to surprise on the high end of NFL caliber, and guys that are going to struggle that are already being talked about at the top of the draft?
You know, there's always busts. There's always busts, and sometimes it's not really the player so much as the organization. You know, I don't sit in these meetings to find out if these guys love the game. The guys that don't love it typically prove that they don't love the game. So they're all hyped right now, and you're not going to find that out probably now, but they find out later just how committed they are to the game. Sometimes you don't find that until it's too late. But like I think this is a good draft for receivers, and I think you can get good receivers, you know, in just about any of the first three rounds that can come in and help you out right away. Malachi Corley from Western Kentucky, like I see the comparisons to Debo. They're not wrong either. Like he's, you know, you watch Western Kentucky against Ohio State. That guy was running through tackles left and right. I mean, Ladd McConkey, I mean, Ricky Pearsall. You can find receivers. I know it's not the Falcons' biggest need, but I think they're going to draft a receiver. I think they'd be foolish not to now.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
But, yeah, I think if you can bring in Darnell Mooney and Rondale Moore, and maybe on paper it looks like they're set, but I think you're still going to draft one. Sometimes offensive linemen, you know, you heard so much about Joe Alt. I think he's going to be a good player. Is he going to be unanimous? I think he's going to be actually a lot like Jake Matthews. I think he's just going to be a really good player for a long time. I don't know that he's going to make a lot of Pro Bowls, but I think he's going to be a really good player the way Jake has been a really good player. Durable, tough, smart, gets the job done, but probably isn't going to represent the NFC, you know, the way, say, Lane Johnson has represented the NFC, you know, in Pro Bowls.
You think J.J. McCarthy is going in the top five?
Well, if he is, I'd like to know why they think that is. Like, I just don't know what tape they're evaluating to say that guy is a top five pick because think he could easily be overdrafted.
Yeah. I mean, I guess he had a phenomenal workout. Obviously, he's played a lot of games, played within their system, but his stock is rising. You think Michael Penix lasts late in the first round?
Well, like I said, I think Michael Penix is the second best quarterback in this draft. Like, I'll stand behind that, you know, going forward and looking at him in the pros.
I think
he's a phenomenal player.
You take him ahead of Jaden Daniels. You take him ahead of Drake May.
Yes, I would.
All right.
Yeah.
Listen.
And Jaden Daniels is a great talent. He wasn't a great player at Arizona State. He was at LSU with elite players around him. And when he started to run, he wasn't a runner at Arizona State. But I do worry about Jaden taking off and running with his frame. He's not Lamar Jackson. He doesn't have a neck like a middle linebacker the way Lamar does. Like I worry about him taking off and running with the frame that he has and how he can hold up. But as far as just arm talent, accuracy, good decisions, he does a lot of that stuff really well. I don't think he does it better than Michael Penix.
Well, Michael Penix won a lot of games, made a lot of plays. We shall see. Brian Baldinger, thanks so much for being on with us. And don't forget, make sure to follow The Best Football Show with Brian in the Odyssey app or subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Thank you, sir.
Yep, my pleasure, guys.
When we come
Enjoy
back.
It.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.